Hi guys, this is Kendra Kamer with the Candidly Kendra podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. And today we're going to talk about how you can help your hurting loved ones. You see, I've been there before. I know how it is when someone you love is hurting. And we wonder, is there something we can say or do that would be just the right thing that would help them in their difficulty? Well, we all do have different ways that we respond in hard times. And knowing how your loved one is responding in their difficulty can help guide you to know how you can be there for them and how you can point them back to the God of all comfort. Hi guys. Well, I've been talking about stress balloons over the past few weeks. If you've been paying attention, you've seen it. And I can give you a just really quick rundown of how the stress balloon analogy works. This is the idea that as we get really stressed out because of hard things that are happening in our lives, it could just be stress, something like moving a lot of changes at once. There's actually an amazing stress scale that you can look up online. I'm going to leave a link for it in the notes below, where it goes through all the possible changes that could have happened in your life. A new baby, moving to a new city, getting a new job. All those things are stressful, and this stress scale actually shows how stressful they are on a scale of 0 to 100. It even includes the ultimate stressful things, like the death of a loved one, which is 100, by the way. And so stress, when I say stress, I mean that anything can begin to be stressful, can make you start to feel overwhelmed. But when you get all those things piled one on top of another, on top of another, it's like the stress is filling you up like a balloon and you feel like you're gonna pop. And we all have our natural responses to this stress. I talked about this in last week's video. Some people naturally want to vent out their stress the way you can vent out a balloon to let some air out and get some breathing room, so to speak. My husband does this literally through venting. That's what we call it. We call it venting, talking about it. He wants to talk it out, to process through it with somebody who's willing to listen. You don't even have to have the right things to say. Some people vent it out externally by activity. I call this frenzy. This is somebody who's just gonna start a new project, learn a new thing, get really busy, work extra hours because they don't wanna have to face their stress. But then there's ways that we try to process it internally, hoping that over a period of time, the stress will just kind of relieve itself. I don't know if I can understand how this works, but I know that I'm one of these. I do what's called numbing. I like to just ignore the problem, think about other things. I can't process my feelings right now. I'll think about it later. And it takes me a few days to be ready to talk about it. And then the other way we try to internally process through our feelings is through what I call mulling. This is actively processing through the problem over and over and over, worrying about it, stressing about it, thinking about it all night long, unable to sleep. So we've been talking about our stress balloon and the different ways we handle stress and that initial processing of it when things are just so hard and we feel like we might pop. But today, I want to talk about really quick what it's like to be the friend or a loved one of somebody who's going through a very stressful experience. How do we love another person well when their stress balloon is full and they feel like they may pop? There's a beautiful verse in 2 Corinthians that I want to look up for you. It's 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3. This is what it says in my old NIV version. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows." And this, I love this verse for this idea because it's so important for us to remember as the loved one of somebody who's going through a trial, we have one goal only, and that is to point them back to the God of comfort. Have you ever seen this done really badly though? Sometimes when you're in that initial stress, when I'm in the numbing phase, I don't necessarily handle very well when people try to point me back to God. So how do we do this, and how do we do it well without being kind of Pollyanna-ish, without what they're calling now toxic positivity? Oh, it's fine. Don't feel sad. Well, that's not right either. So I want to go one by one through each of the different ways that we process through our stress and then talk about how we can be a friend of that person. So I'm going to start number one with numbing. If somebody is a number, how can we comfort them? And I'll tell you from personal experience, the first thing we can do to comfort a number is to give them space. It's okay. You don't need to pull them out of numbing. You don't need to turn them into somebody that they aren't in that moment. But what you can do is stay close so that when they're ready to talk, they know that you're there. If the person is a venter, all you need to do, from personal experience with my husband, all you need to do is be there for their venting to land on. I got to tell you, I'm always trying to answer his venting. I'm trying to explain to him how he can think maybe a little differently that might be more encouraging to him. You know, that doesn't really help him. I would say, as the loved one of a venter, just be around so that they can talk to you. Be strong and do remain positive. It's going to be important for you, the receiver of all that venting, to be strong in your confidence in God as they're working through their own feelings, their own stresses, and deciding whether God is somebody they can be confident in. If you stay strong in that, then I think that will be a big help to them. The third person that we might be a loved one of is the muller, the person who's staying up all night worrying. I tell you what, pray for them. Pray for all these people. And I don't say that lightly, like, well, there's nothing to do, just pray for them. What I really mean is it's going to be God in the long run who's working on their hearts and working them through this trial to come out better in the end. And so pray for them that this will be a healthy process for them. Ask them how they're doing. Ask them how you can help. Stay close. Always stay close. And give them time to work through their worries. And then the final one, the frenzy. I think the best way to be an encouraging loved one of somebody who goes to frenzy, craziness, busyness, cleaning out the closets in their most stressful times, I'd say get on your hands and knees and work with them. Clean out the closet with them. Stay close so that when they're ready to talk, you're there. And for all of these, friends, your goal is one thing, and that is to point the person back to our Father of all comfort.
Thanks, guys. You can find the video from today's podcast on my YouTube channel, Candidly Kendra K. You can also find it on my website, CandidlyKendraK.com. I hope you guys are having a great day, and I'll be back again with another podcast for you tomorrow.